I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
And a good Festivus Friday afternoon, everybody. Hello. It is Friday the 13th.
It is. Are you superstitious about that?
No, not at all. Not at all.
I had a great day.
Are you going to get a tattoo today?
I'm not. I went and got a car wash. I went and I ran errands. Like, I stopped by the house. Like, I had a very productive day until I realized it was Friday the 13th. And then I was like, huh.
House was still empty, huh?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No, weird.
We ended with that. We're not starting with that today.
Right. No, we are not doing that. And I feel like it might rain, which is good because we need it. I'm in a great mood. The Chiefs play Sunday. KU plays tonight.
So does K-State.
Oh, I'm so excited.
MU tomorrow.
Yep. What team is MU going to whip up on tomorrow?
I believe it's Boston College.
Oh.
Their first legitimate opponent. Not to delegitimize their previous opponents, but
KU's got UNLV. Who does K-State have?
Whooping on them. I don't know.
I don't know, but did you see it was the K-State player formerly who stepped in for Tua last night after he was carted off the field during the Miami game. Mm-hmm. That's a K-State kid. Thomas, what was his name?
Thompson.
They said it two or three times, formerly of Kansas State University, playing for the Dolphins.
K-State plays number 20 Arizona tonight.
Okay, Tua.
I know, we are going to talk about it. We were trying, Sam, to get a sports medicine neurologist type on the program, but Friday this late in the afternoon, they are trying over the University of Kansas health system. If it doesn't happen, we're going to talk about it anyway, because even a casual football fan, when I saw the hit, I was like, oh, I didn't think it looked that bad.
I didn't either.
Then they replayed it from the left side and his neck is bent down and Tua was the one that like led with his own head into the other player before seizing on the ground.
And it's not the bending of the neck. It's the side-to-side jerking motion of the cranium.
God.
There's a lot of fluid up there in front of the brain and behind the brain. There's not a whole lot to the left and to the right. And so when you get that jerking motion left or right, it just smacks up against the inside of that skull. And that's where you get the bad TBI type concussions.
But you know, that was his fourth, if you go back to his senior year at Alabama,
so scary.
That was his fourth concussion in 5 years, his third in the NFL.
And he's had some rough ones.
And I mean, he missed four games two seasons ago because of it.
Don't you remember, you guys, we were talking about this last night. Wasn't it two seasons ago that the NFL changed some policy? There was an outcry after his second or third a couple of years ago. Look this up, because I kept saying, how do I know his name? I don't follow Miami. I mean, I was watching last night and rooting for the Bills because of John Grayson.
Well, but he was also on a college championship team.
Right. I don't really follow it close enough to know that I remembered that name. Hmm. And I think I remembered that name because of the back-to-back horrible concussions. And wasn't he the one that they put back into the game? And there was an outcry a couple years ago from the public, and the NFL either changed their policy or decided, all right, we probably, now that there's cameras everywhere, we probably need to do better when it comes to concussion protocol.
That was the game, and you'll remember the replay in your head.
Ugh.
That was the game where he got hit real hard.
Flew backward.
Stood up and stumbled his way back to the huddle. I mean, like, was about to fall down, but didn't.
And then the next one was when he got tackled pretty hard.
And went straight back.
Backwards. Yeah.
And I remember and we talked about hard. It on this program. Like, how can they allow him to go back into that game? But here he is back, okay?
Yep.
And the question becomes, and even girlfriends of mine were writing this on Facebook, who I also consider casual football fans, at what point does someone else step in and say, you, for your own health and safety, have to stop?
Well, 2 years ago, he was on the record saying, I'm too young to quit. I want to keep playing until my son knows exactly what he's watching. I want him to know what his dad did in the Professional Football League, which is great.
He's not going to remember who his son is if he keeps this up.
Well, the Miami coach, as they were walking off the field, looked at him and said, you are the starting quarterback of your family.
Yeah.
You know why he's called Tua? His real name is, first name is 18 letters long.
It is very long.
Hmm.
And Tagovailoa is the last name.
My heart broke, and I hate watching the I think the first time to show you what happened, like, okay, now we get what happened, but to me, stop showing it. And where's his mother? I kept thinking, where's that child's mother?
Is he married?
He is. One son.
Oh, it just breaks my heart.
And
I just don't think he's going to be okay.
Last season, I don't think he had any troubles along with that, so casual... No. Fans are like, oh, I guess he's okay.
Yeah. Started every single game last season, the first time in his professional career.
Wasn't DeMar Hamlin also out there last night?
He ran into Hamlin.
Yes. He was the one. And I said, oh my gosh, there's DeMar Hamlin, who's now fine after his heart issues.
I mean, how odd that this happened with Tua running smack into Hamlin.
I know.
Hamlin that was on the receiving end of that?
Yeah, it was almost like Hamlin was almost standing still. It was almost like a pick. And Tua runs right into him.
All right, so let's give KU a little bit of time, see if they can line somebody up for us, and then if we can't get confirmation, we'll maybe, I was going to say tackle the Tua.
Wow, really?
We will talk about...
Going to take it head on, are we?
Okay. All right.
Okay.
You know, I wonder at one point, I was talking to the boss about this earlier today, we were talking about the injury, and this will be the last to say about it until next hour or whatever, but... At some point, the NFL has to have the right to tell players, you can't play anymore. We're not going to be responsible for you being a vegetable when you're 40 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, look at Jim McMahon. I mean, God bless Jim McMahon. But I watched that. Was it 30 by 30?
The issue is, Scott, and you know this, they don't understand why some players can take repeated hits and seem to do better. Mm-hmm. And other players take one or two in high school or college and end up with severe CTE. And the NFL is a business. Yeah. The players are assets. But it broke my heart. Did you see his coach last night as they were taking him off the field, kissed his head and patted him? And it just made me want to cry. Well, I just hope that he's okay. But I'm worried that if he's okay today, he's not going to be okay in a month or 12 months or 2 years.
Well, I was watching SportsCenter this morning, and they were talking. I like that coach that they have in Miami.
McDaniels?
the memes,
super nerd that turned into the Miami Coke dealer-looking guy?
The memes are funny.
In Miami?
The memes are funny.
Did he ever play professional football?
No, he was
no
a stat
offense
guy.
To him, but
I think he's an accountant.
He doesn't look like he ever played football.
Okay, but can I just pose the question, ladies? Is he sort of interestingly nerdy, dangerously hot in a weird way? And I asked that out loud last night. Remember Quinn Snyder? He's kind of got a Quinn Snyder vibe. We're kind of nerdy, but then now he's this, you know, you've seen the memes where they have shown the progression of what Coach looked like when he started all the way to now. And Sam, he looks different. Like, Miami got him. They did something to him.
Well, so he's still on the sideline when he's reading the playbook, puts on his normal, I hate to say it, nerdy glasses as a glasses wearer. But then he walks into a press conference with his big ombre shades going from darker on the top to lighter
on
the bottom.
Scott, have you not seen this?
He wears his glasses like I do.
No. In the news conferences, see if we can find that. He is wearing dark indoors. Dark, hiding my eyeballs shades. And last week, he's kind of bent, hunched over like this. And he's like, can I get a water? Dude, what happened to you?
Only 41 years old.
Mike McDaniel's his name. Yeah. But I liked him. I saw the news part of the news conference this morning on SportsCenter, and they were asking him about the game. The reporters were. And he said, I don't want to talk about the game. I just want to talk about my guy and if he's going to be okay.
I know.
Oh, he did play as a wide receiver at Yale.
That tracks.
And got a history degree.
That tracks. Yes.
That definitely tracks.
The
history of dorks.
I like what he had to say. No.
Y'all make fun of things you don't
he
understand.
He is nerdy hot. And I'm telling you, I like what he had to say about Tyreek. And I loved what he had to say about his injured player.
Oh, yeah. For sure. All right. Quick break. We got Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. And of course, we are going to get into the situation with Tua, and I can never pronounce his last name right.
Just call him Tua. That's what everybody knows.
And so we'll probably talk about that in the 3 o'clock hour today here on Dana and Parks. All right, story here from Channel 9. It's out of Excelsior Springs. A suspect is in custody following a road rage shooting incident in Excelsior Springs, Missouri. Police had been searching for the individual involved in the shooting near Schwartz and 69 Highway. The department reported that the shooting occurred about 4:30 yesterday afternoon. The initial incident took place at the nearby Walmart. And the shooting itself occurred on the highway in Excelsior Springs. Charges against the suspect are pending. His name has not been released.
Okay. I have a confession to make. I was sitting at a red light. Red light turned green. And I did not honk. You know the little barely tapping honk when the light turns green and you wait 1-1,000, 2-1,000? Around 3 seconds, most of us are like, Are we going? Get off your phone.
Oh, you wait 3 seconds?
I do. And I could see that his head was down. I went like this. I put both hands up in the air. So instead of the courtesy bump bump, which can sound nice or can sound aggressive depending on how crazy the person is you're honking at. So I just did this with my hands like, buddy, what are we doing here?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I start to go around him. He starts pointing down, and my windows were down. I could hear his clutch. It was going, he was trying to get it to go and couldn't.
Is this his first time driving a stick?
I have no idea. I didn't even know we still sold sticks.
Did he steal the car?
Again, don't know. So I drive around him.
Okay.
And then you know what happens the minute anyone does this.
Did you give him the California howdy?
No, I did not. I would not do that because people are crazy and have guns and shoot at people.
Yeah.
I turn to my right. He's now caught up with me. And then we just ride the entire system of lights and the entire way into work side by side. Oh, the worst. The worst. And as he drove by, he waved at me. And that was kind of funny. He kind of waved. And I kind of shrugged like, sorry that you can't drive a stick or there's something wrong with your clutch. But I always think when this stuff happens, Scott, you need to just take a second before you react.
Well, you didn't honk at him. What's the confession?
And I didn't do this like, bop, bop, bop with my hands. I just kind of went, buddy, we gonna go there?
Huh. Well, good on you for
it's because
not honking.
Exactly stories like this. Well, this was a Walmart parking lot, too. This is like this.
Well, it started at a Walmart, and then.
Okay, but what does that mean? You dissed me?
Well,
you cut me off?
Let me get the story.
Almost ran me over.
Well, we've seen that.
Somebody lost their life in a situation like that in the Northland a couple weeks ago.
Well, the situation's not alleged. Who did it? It would be the alleged.
Right.
But, I mean, that guy got killed in the parking lot at the Walmart. I have never understood road rage behavior ever.
So it's been, I don't know how many months now that my horn has not worked. I still have not gotten it fixed, and I still try to hit it.
Wow. What, just wishful thinking? Hope?
Just reactionary. You
know, but I've tried to figure out, like, I don't get road rage. I mean, like anybody else, I'll get angry with people. But there's something about the intimacy, and I don't mean sexually, of course, the intimacy and the
of your car.
The extension
your car to your body. Yes, or you feel like body. I'm safe somehow in this piece of metal, which you're not if they have a gun.
Right, and you're and for some reason we amp up the threat perception when we're in traffic. And I've never figured it out. Maybe because, you know, if you were to hit my car, there's a very good chance that I'm going to be out a lot of money, or I'm going to lose my life, or I'm going to be injured. I don't understand road rage.
I mean, I don't have road rage when I honk at somebody. Typically, it's because they cut me off and slammed on their brakes. And I'm like, hey, did you not see my big lifted truck driving here?
Everybody sees your big lifted
truck. I know. Then why'd you cut me off and slam on the brakes?
You're a threat on the road in that vehicle.
You guys know this is why Missouri specifically, but I don't think Kansas is much better, is constantly ranked in the worst top five or bottom five, however you want to look at it, for road rage.
But why? We have so much wide open space.
Well, we also have St. Louis.
Here is a little bit of the backstory. Was this at US? Was this the one near 40 near Hawker Road? There's so many of these road rage incidents.
This was on 69 Highway and Schwartz.
Because when you look this up, there's another one that comes right up after someone bought a grill at Walmart.
All right. But why are we pulling guns? I mean, why is it the fault of the honker here?
I don't know.
Because
the honk is not fatal. Did it hurt your ego so bad that your response is, I'm going to shoot you?
But Sam, what scares me is you, and I know you've gotten better about this, you will still honk, and I think we have way, way past that. I just don't think we should be doing that.
I really
do not.
Okay, Kansas, I don't even see Kansas in the top 10 worst states for road rage, but Missouri, you're number two. You get the silver.
I knew we were bad.
Missouri is the second worst state, second only to California, and barely.
You can see in this evidence photo, the back of what appears to be a handicapped van, the back windows are shot out.
And is this the one in Excelsior Springs or another one in the Northland?
This is the one in Excelsior. I'm looking right at it.
Huh. 13% of Missouri road rage incidents, and there's nothing in here about shooting, but it may be under insulted or threatened. Forced off the road, 13% of Missouri road rage.
Forced off the road?
13% of them are forced off the road. I beg your pardon. That's where the road rage starts, is being forced off the road. Blocked from merging or changing lanes, 37%. Insulted or threatened, 33%.
By the way, Kansas ranks 29th overall.
Okay. This is from the Excelsior Citizen. Around 4:30 in the afternoon, two vehicles sideswiped each other in the Walmart parking lot, causing minor damage to both cars' mirrors. This is what this is over.
Okay.
Minor damage to both mirrors at 4:30 in the afternoon with a sideswipe. The driver of one vehicle left the scene, believing the damage wasn't serious. The suspect became enraged, pursued the other driver, and then that's when at some point the suspect got alongside the victim's vehicle and started shooting his gun out the window.
Oh my.
The suspect fired multiple shots from a 9mm handgun into the victim's car.
He wasn't hurt, was he?
It's a miracle.
Huh. I don't know what I would do in that situation.
Okay.
Other than soil myself.
Using recently installed license plate reader cameras, police pulled images of the van, which had been spotted around town over the last couple of months.
Hmm.
So, okay, say what you want about the license plate readers. When they are looking for some idiot that's actively shooting into someone's car, they had him in custody by the end of the day.
I'm not opposed to having cameras in public, especially for these very reasons. What I think the argument was about yesterday was the red light camera.
I know,
you know,
but people are also saying, you know, with the license plate readers, who's storing that? What are you doing with it? This is one.
Oh, no, I have no problem.
We have to be fair. I have to be fair. This is an example of when those are used for good. And I've said during an Amber alert, during a silver alert, those are invaluable.
Yes, absolutely. And I mean, look at the Scout traffic cam. I mean, how would we know, like, if you're getting ready in the morning? I have no problem with those cameras where they show you, hey, there's a wreck here and stay off I-35 if you can. And
the van was eventually located by Clay County Sheriff's deputies in the parking lot of the Corner Kitchen and General Store in Kearney. where the suspect surrendered peacefully. Although he initially denied any involvement, he later confessed and allowed officers to search his vehicle. The gun used in the incident was recovered.
Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie. My name is Scott here on KMBZ.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
By the way, Troy Aikman, who everybody knows who he is from football playing and also broadcasting, is a relatively, if not extremely private person. But he is speaking out for the first time in a long time. Troy Aikman said he was about his private life. Troy Aikman said he was thriving in the public eye while he was secretly dealing with the demise of his second marriage with Catherine Moody. The veteran NFL player and broadcaster who rarely discusses his private life recalled hitting rock bottom when he realized their marriage was crumbling. A failure. That was my rock bottom, the Pro Football Hall of Fame quarterback said of his second marriage in a recent interview with The Athletic. Aikman admitted he is embarrassed to talk about it even years later. Aikman and Catherine, but she goes by Kappa, married in a small ceremony in California in September 2017, just 3 months after he proposed during a trip to Lake Como in Italy. Quote, "For me, contentment was always a four-letter word. I never wanted to be content. I didn't want to be around anyone who was content. That's just not a place I could land. One day looking up and realized my second marriage was crumbling. The success everyone saw masked the inner turmoil that no one knew about." Aikman says he's wrestled with it for decades, warring against his own happiness, chasing a finish line that I'm not sure even exists.
Well, and he's from the era and kind of the mentality of I'm the big tough guy. Mm-hmm. Nothing can break me. And on the inside, you're crumbling.
Yeah. Aikman did go public with his rumored girlfriend, Haley Clark, who's a Dallas native who works in sales for a men's custom clothing company. He announced that last year.
Mm-hmm. Is this rock bottom? Is that the rock bottom talking about?
Yes, he rarely does interviews about, I mean, he'll talk about football until the cows come home.
I saw the Dallas Morning News had this and the New York Times, and then I think the Post picked it up.
He said he hit rock bottom when he realized his second marriage was falling apart. And he said, you know, I'm paraphrasing now, but, you know, I'm on TV putting out this happy analytical face on TV. All the while inside, I am literally at rock bottom.
Do you think part of it for some professional athletes, I'm not making excuses, but for some, is that once their playing days are over, there is an enormous void that almost nothing is going to fill that void. When you are competing at that level, you can go on and be a successful commentator and you can go on and marry the underwear model and all of those things. But are you still constantly chasing the high that was your life?
I don't think that's just part of it. I think that is all of it.
Yeah.
Shaq's talked about this a lot, and that's why he does the DJ Diesel thing, is because he saw himself throwing his life away through his own decisions because he was constantly chasing that adrenaline. And so he had to figure out, how can I get that same feeling that I had dunking a basketball?
Yeah.
I'm going to make people happy with a turntable in front of me.
Aikman addresses that in one of the quotes that I read. Where was it? Oh, here it is. He said he wrestled with it for decades, warring against his own happiness, chasing a finish line I'm not even sure exists.
There it is.
Because there is, and he mentioned the word contentment too. He hates that word and doesn't want to be with anybody who is content. He's always chasing something. Chasing something you can't catch.
But in the beginning, that makes them so good at what it is they do, whether they're stand-up comedians or artists or athletes. Then when that part of your life goes away, you are still chasing that high. And Jerry Seinfeld has addressed this too in an interview I saw this morning, actually, where he talks about the adrenaline rush that comes from doing what a stand-up comedian does. Mm-hmm. Different than the show, different than writing a book, different than doing Cars and Comedians. When you are up there, he says, we are all chasing that adrenaline, that it is addictive when your brain is in that space.
You know, it wasn't until Robin Williams died, however many years ago that was, that I learned, and maybe you had told me this before and I just wasn't listening, I don't know, forgive me, that comedians, more often than not, are the most unhappy people on the planet.
Or they definitely are using trauma or unhappy things to dig down and find things that make you and I laugh, sure.
But that they get some sort of fulfillment looking out at their audience and everybody out there is laughing. So it, you know, they might be depressed inside when they're not on stage, but for that fleeting moment of time when they're on stage delivering jokes, they're in their element, so to speak.
I will say this, if not depressed, they will say lost, where they never knew where they fit in or how they fit in until, but they knew they could make people laugh. And that first time that you make your classmates laugh, and that it is a drug, that was a high. I've heard so many of them say that.
Story here from the Kansas City Star. There might be even more tourists roaming the Kansas City streets soon. A recent CNN travel report chose 25 of the most underrated travel destinations in the United States. It included small towns, coastal cities, national parks, other getaway places that fly beneath the travel radar. Kansas City made the list of 25.
Yep.
Huh. CNN previously named Kansas City an underrated destination in 2022. The newest CNN report repeats the message, saying that the city is a cradle of American jazz and has more than 40 venues where you can listen to live jazz, blues, and other kinds of music.
Stop telling people.
Here's what they write. Catch a Royals game at Kauffman Stadium. Compare Van Gogh and Warhol at the Nelson Atkins Museum of Art. Delve into history at the World War I Museum. They mentioned the Arabia Steamboat. Take a stroll down memory lane at Country Club Plaza.
Well, yeah, while Steamboat Arabia is still there.
It will be somewhere in some form or fashion, won't it? I know that they're looking
for a new home. They have
moving
not
out of
found
that space.
One.
Kansas City was also featured on the best places to travel list by the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times.
The secret's getting out. I remember growing up and there was never. Yeah, I remember growing up and our rush hour was a legitimate rush hour. Now it's like a rush 2.5-3 hours.
Mm. Care to guess the most unhealthy fast food cheeseburgers?
Yes.
Okay.
I had one for lunch. I'm sorry, I did.
That's a top 10.
I had half of a plain double cheeseburger from McDonald's because it was next to my car wash.
McDonald's cheeseburger didn't even make the top 10.
No, that was actually in like, it's not the best for you. It's a lot of salt and all that stuff, but it's not the worst calorically.
Where's
the Whopper and the Big Mac have to be on there.
These are just cheeseburgers.
Just cheeseburgers. Mm-hmm. Five Guys.
How'd you know?
Well, because if you had it, it's so good. Oh, it's so good. But it's dripping with grease and cheese.
Yeah, it is.
Town Topic should be on this list.
Oh, yeah. God, those are good.
They are good. Number two, tied for two, the Smash Burger. I've never heard of it.
Oh, I love Smash Burgers.
What a burger. Because everybody makes fun of me for how I pronounce
Whataburger.
Whataburger.
Yep.
Carl's Jr. is number four. Sonic is number five. Wendy's six. Shake Shack seven.
Sonic puts mayonnaise on there. That does not surprise me.
Fat Burger is seven. They tied. Steak and Shake nine. And In-N-Out and Dairy Queen tied for 10.
Dairy Queen. I haven't been to a Dairy Queen brazier. Remember they used to call it that? Why? There would be Dairy Queen where you could just get ice cream. Then there would be Dairy Queen brazier.
You mean brazier? Never mind. I'll see myself.
What does brazier mean? Why did we call it that? We did not. We didn't have the fancy brazier in Topeka.
We have one by my house.
You went to the Dairy Queen, and that was it.
We have one right down the street from my house
that says brazier on it.
Mm-hmm.
Why do they still use that word?
No, it doesn't.
No one knows what that means.
It means a portable heater consisting of a pan or stand.
Let's stick with that. Said no one ever.
There's one in Lansing too. I don't know. They make little grills. That's what they look like.
Well, okay. Now they have like the DQ Bar and Grill down in the Power and Light District. If that's still there, I don't know if it is, but they're trying to fancy it up a little bit. I think the brazier was their older version of getting fancy with it.
They do have great ice cream. Great ice cream. Oh, and I forgot to mention the unhealthiest fries.
All of them?
Five Guys is number one again.
Wow. Well, if you're going to do it, blow it out.
McDonald's doesn't even make the top 10 of any of these unhealthies.
Well, I'm not buying that. Have you heard their fry recipe?
Well, it says here McDonald's fries were near the bottom, second to last on the unhealthy list.
Okay.
Huh. The least unhealthy, In-N-Out.
All right.
God, I wish we had an In-N-Out.
I know. Doesn't that just sound good now? Oh. How you save half
one?
Of one?
Is there not one here in town?
There Mm-mm. is not.
At all?
Mm-mm. No, those are California. Right?
Huh. I believe they've reached as far east as, I think there's one in Oklahoma, but I could be completely lying. I'm not sure.
He's bringing sorry back. This is from the New York Post, of course. You can always tell.
Little JT.
Justin Timberlake issued a groveling court-ordered apology today for getting behind the wheel after downing drinks in the Hamptons. Quote, "This is a mistake that I made, but I am hoping that whoever is watching and listening right now can learn from this mistake." The sexy back singer talked about pleading guilty in courtroom today to driving while alcohol impaired, which is a lesser charge than a DWI. The deal with prosecutors originally only involved him making his public apology, but the judge said that was not enough and decided on his own to also sentence Timberlake to 25 to 40 hours of community service. Do people ever really do the community service?
Oh, yes, and I think if you don't, you can be thrown in jail.
Like, what qualifies it, for any charge?
It has to be court-approved. You can't just say, I'm going to go pick up trash for a couple hours on the highway on my own.
I would volunteer to do that.
It has to be court approved. Can we talk just for a moment about Bon Jovi? And here's why. We had mentioned the other day that he was with his team on a bridge. They happened to be there at the exact moment that a distraught woman, maybe 40 yards away, appeared to be clinging to a railing on a bridge the wrong way. Like looking
out. She was on the other side.
She was on the other side.
Yes.
They have since released the video, and it is unmistakably Bon Jovi. And Scott and I were talking.
There's no audio.
There is no audio, but it is unmistakably John Bon Jovi.
Yes.
Who, sort of like in a scene out of a movie, very gingerly starts walking a little bit closer.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see him kind of put his hand out. And he gets a little bit closer, and then there's another woman there kind of talking to her and kind of rubbing her back.
Mm-hmm.
And then he steps in and just gives her a gigantic hug, and they get her back to the safe side of the railing, okay?
Do you think she knew who he was?
How would you not? We don't know the age, nor should we. This is the woman's likely her worst day, okay?
Clearly.
And it's far enough away that you can't see her because she's facing the other way.
Mm-hmm.
But just with his gait, the way he's leaning in, I mean, he could be shooting a music video for all I knew if I didn't know what was going on. They were doing a promo shoot.
Oh, I thought we originally heard he was shooting a video.
And he hugs her. And I was saying to Scott off the air, Sam, I don't know. I'm not entirely comfortable with them releasing the video because, again, that's that woman, and you thank God she's got a family and she deserves privacy. But then also, if this saves one person.
Mm-hmm. Well, but you can't. There's no way you could. I guess if you're a friend of hers.
If you know who it is, you would know who it is. But He saved her. He did. His team saved her.
I mean, I guess they could have blurred her face out.
She is blurred to the extent that you can. You can't tell who it is. But when he puts his arms around her, I don't know if heartwarming is the right word, but she is clearly in distress, and he happened to be in the right place at the right time, as anyone else would have. Just happened to be one of the most famous rockers in the world.
Well, there was Bon Jovi and the woman that he was working with, and didn't two other, and they both get credit, no doubt. Didn't two other people come in from the left of the screen?
It's just the two of them, as far as I can see.
I thought I saw two other people come in. Hmm. Anyway, somebody says it occurred last year. I don't think that's right.
Even if that's true, they have just now released the video. And I don't think it was last year. Here's why. They posted this, the police department, I think the John Bon Jovi fan page, and they posted it with the suicide hotline number and just said, it takes all of us.
Yeah.
It takes all of us. But if you have a chance, look, the video is, it's kind of hard to watch. I'm going to be honest, Scott, because you don't know what they're saying.
See, I think it's reassuring that here's somebody who is clearly, as you mentioned before, and to steal your line, clearly having the worst day of her life. And there are people, regardless of their status in life and how much money they have in the bank, who are willing to stop everything they're doing to go help someone they don't know.
By the way, they were shooting a music video for the song The People's House.
That's the one he just put out.
Mm-hmm.
So it couldn't have been last year.
It was not last year.
Anyway, I didn't post it on purpose, and I don't know why. Usually I put stuff like that.
I thought about it too, and then I didn't.
And I didn't, and why is that? Why? I actually thought about it, and I thought, no, I'm not going to post that. Is it privacy?
I felt like if I even had clicked on share on Facebook and then didn't hit post because I just thought I like seeing this video because it makes me feel better about humanity. Yeah. But that's her private moment, and I'm happy for John Bon Jovi and that woman that came to her aid. But
it's a better story if she didn't know who he was. But if she did, I said this the other day, can you imagine looking over on your worst day and there's old John Bon Jovi?
Would you ask for an autograph when it's all over?
Like, do you mind? I mean, I've seen you in concert like five times.
913, what happened to your voice?
Really?
913-586.
God, you look good in those tight pants.
7798-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. Oh, here's one of the best things about being in this business. Every once in a while, we get to deliver some really good news. Jennifer Jones, this is from Channel 9. Jennifer Jones, a teacher at Lee's Summit West High School, has been named Missouri's Teacher of the Year for 2025. She's been teaching for 23 years, 19 of them at Lee's Summit West.
Wow.
In fact, she's been at the school every year since it opened, except for the very first year. She says, I don't know that I'm that flashy of a teacher. I'm simply not a TikTok-worthy teacher or an Instagram-worthy teacher. I'm a nuts-and-bolts kind of teacher. What do I need to teach you, and what type of teacher do you need?
Oh.
David Buck, who is the superintendent, praised Jones for her dedication. Quote, we're in the business of growing people, and we need amazing teachers. We have amazing teachers statewide, and Jen represents that. We are so happy for her.
Congratulations.
She does receive a cash reward for being Teacher of the Year.
Okay, my favorite teacher post this week as Halloween season is upon us, okay?
Oh, God.
It just says this. When your daughter's teacher sends you a reminder for November 1st, and you will now only be referring to your children as hungover raging pterodactyls. Here is the annual October PSA from this teacher. Dear parents, I know the day after Halloween is extra hard when you're trying to get your kids up and ready for school because dressing a hungover raging pterodactyl is not fun. But please do not bribe the groggy elementary goblins with trick-or-treat candy and then send them off to school with two fistfuls of pixie sticks and a wish because we the teachers would rather you perform a rolling drop-off in front of the school spitting a cranky kid in pajamas out that Odyssey van, then pushing a feral hyperglycemic werewolf into the doors of the school fresh off a continuous three-day sugar bender, put down that blow pop. Your duty on November 1st is to send them to school with bedhead and a buttered biscuit in whatever mood has taken over. We will detox them off the red dye and artificial flavors and send them back to you at 3 o'clock. We ride at dawn.
We ride at dawn. That's the best part. Halloween is on a Thursday this year.
Yep. You know the teachers just dread that next day.
Why don't we have the day, and I say we as in,
I've said it all
as
along,
if we're
going
to get it as well. But I mean, why don't schools take the day after Halloween off?
I don't think that's a half bad idea.
Or
I
mean, we always got it off. Can't you just move it so it's like always the next Saturday, like something where it's
well, you want to move All Saints Day?
Yes. None of those days are really on the day that we think are the day. You know that.
Jesus was born on December 25th.
He most certainly was not.
No, actually, we always got born in April.
November 1st off because we were in Catholic school, and that's All Saints Day. But well, that's why Hallows Eve is the night before.
Okay, but then why can we not just move it to the first Saturday after, you know what I'm saying?
Have you been sitting next to Dan too long?
I do believe he has. It's starting to bleed in through the glass partition.
Hey, Dan.
Am I not allowed to be a knower of things?
Hang on. Don't say anything, Sam. You know,
what are you doing?
Halloween is Hallows Eve.
All Hallows Eve, yes.
What does that make November 1st?
The start of the month of November.
Wow.
Thank you, Samuel.
It's All Saints Day, according to Sam.
Bursting with information over there.
Oh, if you're talking about religious holidays, then yes, in the Catholic
community,
Christian community, that would be All Saints Day. Right. Yeah. All Hallows Eve. Yeah.
Oh, right.
Used to be known as Samhain. That's where it originated. Celtic origin.
I'm in a bad dream.
From what we call the British Isles now.
Do you regret your decision?
Immediately.
Also, there's something similar called Hogsmeade in Scotland.
You're too smart to work here.
We have to have someone with some knowledge about something. Scott.
True. I know.
For that, we go to the news with Dan.
I know 80s hair metal.
Yes, you do. I'm rather impressed with that.
Directions if I'm on Shawnee Mission Parkway.
No, you don't.
Straight.
Do you?
Forward straight. And backwards.
What directions does Johnson Drive run?
I think it's parallel to Shawnee Mission Parkway.
It runs this way and that way.
That's one of those cockamamie roads that, like, sort of like I-35 that you're not really sure because it's...
No, that's not true.
It's
pretty clear, actually.
It's linear.
You could drop a compass on it, and it would be right there.
Pretty sure Johnson Drive is... Well, it's a name, north-south.
Mm. That's right.
That's right.
Yeah, see? Very good.
Thank you.
Johnson Drive runs north and south.
Yeah, duh. Just like Shawnee Mission Parkway.
If you're driving sideways...
Oh, was I wrong?
Yes.
That's great. Happy Friday, everybody.
Friday the 13th. Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news, the airing of the grievances. That is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com. Dan Weinbaum with the news in less than 2 minutes.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.